Joining us on the phone, State Assemblyman Jeremy Thiesfeldt. And Jeremy, big news coming out in Madison with education spending. And in this case, Governor Tony Evers with spending increases, at least projected in his latest budgets, and Republicans getting some heat because of the spending cuts in that. Your initial thoughts, your initial comments on how that's being perceived across the state.
Well, it's being perceived right along with Democrat Party talking points by much of the media. The word cuts is not accurate. There is an increase for education in what was approved by Joint Finance yesterday. And just incidentally, Joint Finance is a committee. They don't approve the final budget. The legislature approves the final budget. And there are going to be adjustments made as we go through the process because there are all kinds of other areas that need to be finalized as well. So nobody should assume this is the final point. But when the governor put out his budget, he put just this massive increase in it, much like he did 2 years ago. And then when the Republicans put out something that's realistic, the Democrats have the talking point of, like they did this time, where they say, oh, it's only one-tenth of what Tony Evers asked for. Well, you know, you could ask for the moon. And then when you get a realistic number, you can throw out statistics like that, and it grabs people's attention. But that is not the reality of what's going on here. We are in a completely unique situation because of the pandemic and the massive amount of federal funding that has come to schools all across the country. And school spending has always been, in my recollection, a combination of three things. You've got federal funding, and you have state funding, and then you have your local funding. So your local funding is property taxes, and we've had some pretty healthy increases due to referendums in recent years in the area. Then you have the state taxes, and other than in 2011, when Scott Walker was elected governor and we were coming out of the Great Recession, there has been solid increases in state education funding every year. Every year. I'm looking at the chart right now in front of me. And this budget also has an increase in state education funding. But the unique thing this time around is this massive amount of federal funding. There is included in the three stimulus programs that have been sent to schools across the country, and Wisconsin included, of course, an average of nearly $3,000 per student in this federal funding. So schools have that unprecedented amount of money available to them. The problem that the Joint Finance Committee has come into is that the governor has been unwilling to give any kind of details. He has just this massive amount of federal funding available to him that he can spread in all kinds of different areas because of the pandemic stimulus programs that have been sent to us. And he's refusing to give any kind of detail as to where he's going to put that. And so the Joint Finance Committee is kind of running blind as to where they're going to put the state dollars if the governor's not willing to say where he's going to stick all of this additional federal money. So they're not just going to put this blind huge proposal out there. They're going to be in heaven, and the governor has not been forthcoming.
Again, we're talking to State Assemblyman Jeremy Thiesfeldt. When you look at, again, the information that has come out, Democrats saying that the education spending cut is going to cut off Wisconsin from the federal COVID-19 funding, how accurate or inaccurate is that?
Well, frankly, we don't know. But like I said, we aren't at the end of this process. If adjustments need to be made because we find out that the federal funding is potentially going to be lost, then those adjustments will be made. That's really not that big of an issue. But as it stands right now, with all of this federal money that has been coming in, we cannot just ignore that and put all kinds of increases on the state taxpayers that would end up being unnecessary. And so we need to make sure that we know what those federal dollars are going to be so that we can make a responsible budget. And at this point, the governor is not working with us to allow us to be able to do that. He wants to be able to not tell where the federal funding is all going to go, because you have to understand this, the term for this is fungible. You know, just the governor has all kinds of money that he can put in all kinds of different areas of the budget. It's not just education. And so when the governor puts a bunch of money in, let's say, transportation or into corrections or, you know, whatever, you know, health services, that impacts the education portion of the budget. It doesn't operate in a vacuum. And so he's been unwilling to say those things. And so, as I said, you know, Joint Finance Committee is doing the best they can and trying to be responsible with what they're doing, because it's obvious the state economy, you know, even though tax revenues have been coming in, we're hearing all kinds of indications that we're in for some inflation, some heavy inflation here in coming years in the United States. Wisconsin will not be immune from that. And we need to be very cautious on the amount of spending that we're going to do, because with inflation, we're going to struggle to pay for the things that government needs to pay for. And coming out of the pandemic, we don't need to be increasing taxes on people to cover it.
Again, we're on the phone with State Assemblyman Jeremy Thiesfeld. Going back to that federal aid, again, the Madison, Milwaukee schools that were not open, I shouldn't say not open, viewed as being punished for not being open relative to the federal aid that is being distributed. And the Democrats saying the Republicans are jealous because so much funding is going to low-income schools. Your viewpoint, your comments on that?
Sure. The money that came from the federal government, it came in three programs, and they're labeled ESSER, that's E-S-S-E-R, ESSER 1, 2, and 3. The combination of those three programs, Milwaukee School District, Milwaukee Public School District, is receiving over $11,000 per student on average, $11,000 per student on average. The reason that they're getting so much more than the rest of the state and the other primarily urban areas are receiving large amounts also, and the reason for that is because it's based on Title I funding. And Title I funding is money that goes to economically disadvantaged schools, schools that are in economically disadvantaged areas. Now, of those three programs, 90% of that money went directly to schools. The state had nothing to do with it. The governor couldn't do anything about it. The legislature couldn't do anything about it. So that money was guaranteed to go to them. And so Milwaukee, of that portion, got, as I said, is getting over $11,000 per student. The remaining 10% is what the legislature had a say in. And the legislature has tried to balance some of that out by helping out other districts in the state who have gotten such a small portion of that overall funding. So to say that there's jealousy or some sort of foolishness like that over this, you know, Joint Finance Committee and the legislature is trying to create some balance in this. The schools that remained open, and we had some of these in the Fond du Lac area, visited some of them around the state, they incurred huge costs in order to stay open, far exceeding the costs of schools that did not open and stayed virtually. You know, they didn't have to have the buildings cleaned. They weren't running buses. They weren't doing all kinds of things. But the schools that stay open, they're the ones that incurred the large cost, and they're largely the ones that did not receive these large amounts of money in the federal funding because it was our urban areas primarily that stayed closed. So if there's anything that's unfair, that would be what's unfair. So I would completely dispute that accusation. So we're trying to bring some equality to the way that money was distributed.
Again, on the phone with State Assemblyman Jeremy Thiesfeld. And Jeremy, when you look at, I guess I call it kind of a tug of war between Republicans, Democrats, Governor Evers, budgets, and kind of the whole, I guess you can call it somewhat of the political game that has to be played down there. Do you see some common ground happening between both sides of the aisle, or is this kind of the way this is going to play out through the continuation of Governor Evers' tenure?
Well, you know, I always keep hoping that the governor is going to be willing to sit down with Republicans and work with us on these things. He seems to have this pattern that he puts a demand out there, and then when he doesn't get it, he calls for a special session. Well, that's not how negotiation works. You know, maybe that's how things worked when he was head of DPI. He was principal, he was superintendent. Maybe that's the sort of thing you can do there. But in the legislature, this is about negotiation, and he seems unwilling to do that. So I continue to have hope that he's going to be willing to sit down. Leadership has constantly been telling him, asking him to sit down with them and talk about it, but he just is not willing to do that. And so it's a shame that it goes that way, but I mean, there are glimmers of hope. I'll give you this example. When Governor Evers was superintendent of public instruction, he requested that for special education that there be a boost to the state providing 30% of the cost for special education around the state. Well, the Joint Finance Committee yesterday approved an increase, a significant increase that would boost special education funding to that 30% request that the governor had previously made. So that's a request the governor had, and it has now been, at least is projected to be fulfilled by the Joint Finance Committee's proposal. So there are increases for sparsity aid to help out schools that have lower populations in our rural areas, high-cost transportation aid. There are numerous areas in here where large increases are being given. But like I said, the governor asked for the moon, and taxpayers of this state simply, particularly in difficult economic times and what are projected to be even more difficult economic times in front of us, taxpayers of the state cannot afford that kind of increase that he's requesting when there are so many other areas of the budget that need attention as well.
State Assemblyman Jeremy Thiesfeld, we thank you for the time and continued safe travels back and forth to Madison, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, Marty.